Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock misplays the ball. That's an error on Schock. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett, who is chasing the ball. Wakefield reaches third base with a triple. Mayo scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorsica hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carnett for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Swift and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Webb applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lopat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lopat moves to third. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopat scores. Moses scores. Schock moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgen for the out. Schock moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Schock scores. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carnett strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopat strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Schalk moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Hodgen moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive towards short. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresches at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresches 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresch bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Carnett moves to second. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive towards short. Hoover catches it and throws to second to double up Carnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.